Blog Talk Radio.
I know. I do. I really do sound like a man, and I'm really, really embarrassed. I've been sick for so many days. Today actually has been the first day that I'm actually sitting up. Good morning and welcome, but I had to do the show. There's just three things I want to talk about. So anyway, good morning. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck with yours truly, Shirley E. Shepherd. That sounds like Shirley Mr. Shepherd. Episode 63. I can't believe it. Episode 63. I'm so excited. As I indicated, I'm just really sick. I got sick. I noticed my eyes. I already have these little almond eyes, but on Wednesday, I noticed they were like a little like smaller than usual. You know, I was like, I'm like, oh, that's old. You know, the puffiness are really starting to take over my eyeballs. I still believe that. But Thursday hit and I just couldn't get up. And luckily enough, I do have a position right now that I can work from home, but that was painful. And then Friday, it just got worse. I mean, it's sore throat, energy issues, coughing, dry cough, cough. Just miserability. Is that a word? I just made one up. And I got through Friday very slow, very, I mean, I felt like molasses, you know, and so I took a COVID test. I took two COVID tests and it said no. And then I'm going to take a minute and say, you know what? The last time I really, really got sick before there was this COVID thing, it was like maybe 2 years before COVID. And the issue there was that I just came home one day and I was just exhausted and I just went to sleep. But I was having these coughing attacks. And I would go, one day I finally decided to go to the doctor because I said, you know, I knew that they give medicine for coughing. That's what it was. My mom had been real sick, and she said, "Just go to the doctor. They'll give you medicine for coughing, and you'll be fine." Well, that's when I was, you know, told by the doctor that I had double pneumonia. And my whole thing about that was, oh, well, okay, cool. I mean, honestly, you guys, maturity has yet to kick into my world, right? And I'm like, oh, well, cool. I'm still working. I'm still doing everything. You know, I might have these cough attacks, but I'm fine. And he said, oh, you don't know how death works. I'm like, excuse me? He said, you don't know how it works, sister girl. If you don't lay your ass down, and it was a black doctor, that's the only, because that's sometimes, that's how you just got to talk to you, you know, talk to the, put it this way, he was black and he knew how to talk to me in a manner that I was going to get it. And he basically said, listen, you may be up, you may be doing all this, walking pneumonia, dubbing, and that's all that, but your heart is working overtime and your other organs are compensating for your inability to breathe and so on and so forth. And it's what you die from this because your heart, your body just gives out. I was like, oh, for real? He's like, yes, ma'am. I immediately went, I've got my cough medicine, but I immediately went home and that was the first time I really took being sick seriously. Again, you know, my immaturity is just unprecedented, if I'm even saying that right. And I had to rest out for like a month. Really, I did. And then now we have this COVID thing. And every year I get real sick because I work myself up, you know. And then my eating habits aren't really good, as many would say. So I usually get sick often, like, you know, once a year, but not to the point where it's pneumonia, just to a point where it's exhaustion. But ever since COVID has come in, which is kind of really sad because you can't even have a cold. You can't even gauge, like, what is this? Is it a cold or is it COVID? Or, you know, I get so nervous about whatever I'm sick about, I probably make myself sicker. So on that note, I tested negative for COVID, but the thing that was really killing people before COVID was pneumonia and the common cold. So I kind of take care of myself under those circumstances. But saying that, today's the first day I was able to sit up and really sit up for the last, I think, since Friday night, because I had to work Thursday and Friday. first time I got up and I sat up and it feels kind of good, got a little headache. Well, I had an opportunity to be in bed and watch what's going on in Israel and Hamas and all that. And I watched conservative and liberal tick tock, tick in, tick out, XYZ, also known as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that, right? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's just the Hamas attacked Israel, just kind of just went in and just blindsided them, according to Israel. And now Israel is like, you know, we coming for you, buddy. First of all, you sucker punched us. Second of all, that's not right. Third of all, we couldn't just level this motherfucking place. We just gonna level the Gaza Strip. Okay. I don't live in Gaza. I don't know. I can only be left to imagine a couple of things I do know. Oh, by the way, my show is about looking for my give a fuck, and that's where this is coming in. So I'm looking for, why do I care about what's happening there? Not the humanitarian thing. It's hell, I can barely breathe, right? But why do I care about what's happening there? So I do these things. I do these check-ins for the show. Part of it, I do have a lot of friends that are Jewish, not necessarily from Israel, but who are Jewish. And I think I said last week, I said my show, that a friend of mine, her mom would always have frozen goodies in the freezer. I'll never forget that in my whole life. And what was amazing about that is when they would say, you always have to be ready. I thought, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard, right? You know, I think we have a song, rapper says, if you don't have to get ready, if you stay ready, you know, I'm like, okay, you know. And then I've worked with a lot of American Jewish employers. A lot of them are independent lawyers, and I've been in the legal field for a minute. And they would have similar, not really stories, unless you were to ask, but they were always ready. Because I would always say, like, can we get a new copier? Can't we do this? Can't we do that? And they're just like, no, we just, that's good. We're good. Because in their minds, they always knew that they were going to have to probably get up and just keep moving. I never quite understood that. My whole thing is, I want a new copier because I'm sweating when I'm making copies. I'm not thinking that somebody's going to come in my house or tell me I got to leave, right? They don't do that in the United States of America. I never heard of that shit, and we need a new copier. And of course, we need a new copier because I just, that's just who I am. But I never thought in my lifetime that I would see a situation where people who are even in Israel or and the Gaza Strip, the Palestinians, even the Americans, everyone's putting their stuff in the freezer. We're all getting ready to get up and probably like, hey, you know, we don't have to roll. We're going to have to roll. Now, my mom is older now. She's 80s. 83, 84. I apologize. And there'd be plenty of times that we'd have frozen spaghetti, frozen, you know, anything left over was frozen. She doesn't cook as much, so we don't have a lot of those things. But this morning I woke up and mother is making a fucking feast. And I can't wait to ask her, are we freezing to be ready? Working with people of the Jewish faith, I would say, you guys think you know everything, you're mean to black people, because I'm not talking about my own biases. You this and that, you're cheap, you travel, you don't. And then I worked with someone for the past 4 years. And then I'm watching what's happening in Gaza and in life in general. And one thing I do notice is that the Americans don't necessarily live this way. We take every day for granted. And that's not just on, what do you mean for every day for granted? Okay, let me put this in context. The Jewish employers I've had, they work hard and they play hard. Okay, so they work 3 months out of the year, but they work 9 to 9, and then they take a vacation. And then they work and they take a vacation and their kids, it's a lifestyle. It's work your ass off, vacay. Work, I don't care what's going on because that's their lifestyle. And they travel and they travel the world. And I'm like, why would you guys want to travel the world? I'm beginning to believe because they had a scout out somewhere, they might have to go one day. Okay. We don't, you know, the people in the United States of America, we don't really do that. So in this case, Israel is telling the Palestinians, you know, I'm sorry you got a couple bad apples, but we go, y'all need to go up north or south, wherever they need to go. I mean, you know, y'all go ahead and get in your cars and your whatever you have. But by the way, you have no gas, but that's okay. Just get on up there because we're going to have to level this shit because these motherfuckers have blindsided us. I don't care what we did before him because, you know, tit for tat. As somebody would have told me, his daughter said tat. That's it. Tat to tat. Tit for tat. Fair or unfair, I don't know. But the question to me that I'm posing to myself to give a fuck is if someone told me I have 6 hours to pull up whatever I have and to move, let's say, from Los Angeles to San Francisco, it's only a half a tank of gas or no gas because gas is $7 a gallon. Would I be able to do it? You know, the people that would be able to do it or get as far as they could with the little bit of gas they had in their car, but they would always be ready. They would always have a full tank of gas. They would always have a reserve. Not this family. In fact, I think I got 3 miles left in my gas. Okay, I wouldn't be able to get too far. You know, I love that. Some people, I said something like, oh, I'm preparing for an exam or getting ready for an exam. And my friend's son would say, if you knew the subject, you would only have to review and not learn it. And we always say, shoot, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. How many of us are ready to be up and removed from our homes, from our lifestyle, because of a war or a hatred that has nothing to do with us, it just spilled over, or that was generated years before our birth, and we birthed into a war or hatred? How many of us are ready? How many of us have determined, you know, I mean, I need to get myself together because I need to give a fuck about not just being mad when something flips, but to survive when something flips? I don't know. There's no right or wrong when it comes to hate. It's just hate. There's no, I killed you because you killed me. You took my land. It gets to the point, no matter how you even try to sit down and squash it, it's hate. And the innocent bystanders were always collateral damage. You know, if I were to kin it to, I live in Pacoima, and there's a gang out here who affiliates with red, and, you know, outside of Pacoima, there are gangs that affiliated with blue. Wonder if the blue people told us, hey, all you guys that live around those red people, you got 20 days to move because we coming in. Huh? Wait, what? Because we're mad because they, you know, they fucked us up. And I'm not making this small. I'm keeping it real. It's like, wait, whoa. We know you guys have been fighting, but we're not a part of it. Whoa, my mama's house. We've been here for 40 years. What you mean you're going to come through? We coming through, buddy, because they really pissed us off this fucking time. What is that about? Where is it written that it gets to the point that if we don't have, and I remember Mrs. Manko, chocolate chip cookies frozen in the refrigerator, and I only say chocolate chip cookies because I was 13 when I saw that, so I just remembered the good stuff. How many of us? How many of us even want to live like that? How many of us want to understand that that is a newfound give a fuck? Got to be ready. Not because you're part of it. not because you are Hamas or this or that. It's because collateral damage is everyone else that is not involved, but just by default, just by where they live, just by their birth, just by their religion, just by their color, shit's just going to come down. I've been watching so much, especially on the conservative, because everyone is asking the questions, how do we snip this in the butt? What do we do? What can we do? And there's no answers. Like, you know, whoever these reporters are talking to, with all due respect, whoever side is, you know, from the Israel side or Palestinians or the Muslims, whatever, they're like, bitch, get out the way. It's a wrap. Are we about to go down? It's about to be for reals, okay? So just step your ass out the way. You CNN, Fox News, all you motherfuckers, step it, move it. We already killed one of y'all from Reuters, you know, a reporter that was in a designated area that says reporters dead. They didn't say much about that, right? And it doesn't matter where it came from. But they're just like, it's on and crack-a-lackin'. We ain't got no time to talk about right or wrong. It's on and crack-a-lackin'. For reals. Oh, and then there's this stuff that Hamas is telling people and Palestinians, you know, hey, don't leave. You're going to be our shield. Whether that be true or not, I mean, I'm on the other end of it going this way. I ain't got no gas anyway. I can't put my whole car bucket. I might as well just chill and, you know, just drink as much as I possibly can, because nothing good's going to come of this. And I cannot. I have a mother that's in her 80s and I'm in my 50s and I'm not strolling, rolling and going somewhere up north where I'm going to have to sit and be in a refuge. No, I'm just fucking going to kick it and wait till somebody knocks on my door, whether it's the Hamas who's mad at me or people, the IDF, as that's called, from the Israel, whatever. I'm just prayers on now. I think that's a lot of people saying. Because we all know where it starts. So, you know, I hear historians, it starts here. It depends on whatever side, or it starts here. But the bottom line is that they're about to level that motherfucking place. They're about to level it. And when they do that, they were saying, like, Iran and other, you know, Muslim countries are going to be like, oh, it's on. Oh, it's on. I mean, really, it's like a really big gang fight. And a part of this, if not most of this, is on religion. Question so many times, why are all these things happening in this world if there is a God? And people would say, well, surely, you know, I mean, I have friends that just could not even contend that I would have such a negative annotation of God and life and things of that nature. But I always said I believe in angels, and with all due respect, I was corrected about a year and a half ago by someone that is just so fucking amazing and so sees the bigger picture that will not be discussed today, but soon. And she said, baby girl, you know, them angels are from God. I was like, oh, shit. I might be going to heaven. No. What it was, she put the connection there for me. I have another friend that was a Christian, and she says, what is it? God is my something I shall not want. God is my, shoot, I can't, my brain. I shall not want. God is my something I shall not want. And I said, oh my God, that's the worst thing I've ever heard for years, almost 50 years. And she said, Shirley, what is wrong with that statement? God is my something I shall not want. I said, because it says God, blah, 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 I shall not want. I shall not want God. And she said, there's a comma. God is my blah, blah, comma, I shall not want. I'm like, well, shit, y'all need to put the comma in there, because I'm thinking that's the worst thing I ever heard. But, see, so things like that. So people can manipulate things and cause people to believe things the way they want them to believe it or not believe it, whatever the case may be. But now I'm just at this point. Now it's not about jumping on right or wrong. Depending on where you are, where you go, and how you go, it doesn't matter, because it's just happening. My question to all of us is we ready? Do you have a tank of gas if you're in California with an extra tank in your trunk? I don't know how that works. We better make that happen. Do you have frozen food? Do you have fresh water? Do you have a designation? Do you have a safe place? I know. I don't think Israel ever thought 50 years ago, because it happened about 50 years ago, that they'd have to wear. They got a little like, we good. bam. Now there's different theories as to why this happened. They wanted it to happen, whatever. I'm not a part of that. I'm just saying, wow, are we ready as individuals? Are we ready to get to get if we have to realizing, hey, I had nothing to do with this, but I'm all a part of this now. You ask a million people to scooch up with their, I think, north, south, whatever, just to keep them moving because we're about to just level your place. Now, I mean, it's like me, if I was sitting in Gaza, I would just be like, you know, this is where it ends. But that could come to the United States. That can come to your neighborhood. Are we ready? Do you have your frozen cookies? Unconsciously, like I said this morning, my mom wakes up and she's making a whole bunch of good stuff, right? And there'll be goodies in the refrigerator for me to heat up, and I haven't been able to eat very well. But, you know, what is this about? It's beyond tit for tat. I mean, it's a mess. I mean, if I was from Israel, I'd be like, yeah, we got to go get them. They don't, you know, blindside me. I don't know. We don't play that. No, out. And, you know, from Hamas, it's like they've been messing with us all these years. We just got to get them. You know, we just did what we did, right? So there's just no right. It's all wrong. It's all wrong because of the people in the middle who are just there. It's like people in, Mary, I see your hand. I'll get to you in 1 second. I'm so happy you called. It's like people in who live in gang-infested areas in Los Angeles in general or other parts of the country. Sometimes that's all they got. So they're like, fuck, we just got to roll with it. If we get by, if you get shot, you know, we'll just, you know, we'll do a GoFundMe. That's why. Is that what we've come down to? Does it matter if you're rich or poor? Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. Y'all better get your cookies in order. Seriously. And not the sex part. I remember, and I'll open up your mic in a minute. In a minute, Mary. I remember my friend, the attorney I worked for, what was I going to say about him? He said something. Oh, my brain. I don't know. He says something that was pretty funny. If you hear a noise in the background, it's my dog, and my brother is supposed to be taking care of my dog. I guess they're having issues in there. Okay, but there was something he said. It was kind of, oh, we were talking about. He said the Jewish people are the original slaves and all these things, he said. And I said, well, you guys came out well. Your lawyers, your doctors, your this and that. And he was being facetious. He said, yes, maybe you guys should study, black people should study our culture and figure out how we did it instead of trying to figure it out on your own. And I thought, yeah, that would be a great template. You get all your shit taken away from you. They kill up 99% of your fucking, you know, families. And then you still end up, getting big, staying within your community and keeping cookies in the refrigerator. Goddamn. And you know what? We need to do that. And I was very serious about that response. Because through it all, they were always ready. I'm sure the Palestinians were ready. They ready. Are you ready? I'm going to open the mic for Mary, and I'm letting Mary know that my dog is bothering me. So if I beat the dog, please don't send me to the doggy police station. Hold on a minute. Good morning.
You beat that dog, I'm calling Peter on your ass.
He been so bad. Oh God, bless. Now he's little brother. Hi, good morning.
I think everybody's like feeling under the weather. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. So how are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm wonderful. I can't complain. God woke me up this morning again, so I'm wonderful. I'm at my part-time job.
Nice, nice. You know, the show I was kind of talking about, people just having to be ready. Because, I mean, if you really look at what's happening with the Palestinians, they're told you guys got 48 hours to get up and move out, right? And I have no gas in my car, and there's no frozen food that I can, you know, take on my road trip. So I wouldn't be able to go far. What do you think about that?
If you were to take frozen food on your road trip, what you going to do? Just let it thaw out?
Yes, that's what my mom and my friends who are Jewish, their parents had frozen like breads and stuff like that. Yes, that's how they survived. Yes. Yes, I know.
Okay.
It's so strange. Who knows what they do? Yeah, they just always ready to go. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I told you. I'm like, why did this woman got frozen
challah bread?
I mean, real cookie. Yes, they had a lot of that too. Yes. And I never understood it, but, you know, I was a hungry little 13-year-old. I never seen a refrigerator that big. Remember, I had 10 kids in our family.
Challah bread is the best bread to use for French toast.
There you have it. So, but, I mean, do you, honestly, do you believe what is happening in Israel and, you know, the Gaza Strip is going to cause a domino effect that we all will feel some type of, whether it's hatred or the need to be ready? Because you just don't know what's going to happen. You know, I mean, honestly, Israel said, hey, you guys have to leave in 4 hours. That's like the Bloods or Crips coming to my neighborhood going, now you're just going to level this motherfucker. So you guys got 48 hours to leave. How am I going to leave a house? You know what I mean? How am I going to leave all my shit? And I ain't got no gas because it's $6 a gallon. Hello? I'm just going to
I ain't got no gas
thing.
For $6 a gallon. yeah. I think that you should be ready. I think that you should fill up your gas tank. I think that that's a good idea. I also think that you might want to invest in some freeze-dried food. Like some, you know, those Emmys that they have for the soldiers. And I do think that we need to be ready. Like, I'm not really ready, but I am on high alert. I've been on high alert and been kind of, actually, I've been living in a little bit of fear this week, which is not good, right, for anybody. But, you know, I'm trying to get out of that. And we're going to talk about this on my show this morning, too. We're going to talk about
this. Go ahead
this,
and plug your show.
Okay, so we're going to talk about this on Mary Had a Little Cancer right here on Blog Talk Radio on the J King Network at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern. And just Shirley, I'm sure that you'll be joining me. I'll be off of work by then.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that and a bunch of other things. We're going to talk about menthol cigarettes and the ban or the what they're trying to ban and what they're replacing the actual menthol with. Of course, we'll also talk about some cancer stuff, too. The cigarettes will lead into the cancer stuff, but we'll talk about that because it is, Breast Cancer Awareness Month this month.
Oh, okay. Cool. Okay, everyone. Well, you heard Mary. She's my after 28 minute co-host. Anyway, thank you, Mary. I will be listening. And again, I'm going to put you back on hold. Again, you guys, it's very easy. You go on blogtalkradio.com and you click on live. Any show that's on live at that time, you just go down. You don't have to have an account with Blog Talk. You just click on it. You can listen to any shows. And if you really like what you listen to, you can just do a free account and, you know, you can participate and so on and so forth in those chat rooms or whatever with those shows. So, well, like Mary would have it because, you know, she is white. I would recommend frozen food? Just fucking with you. But, she, you know, we were going to talk about that more. But whatever it may be. We got to get ready. We have to understand that living is for right this minute. Every minute is really, truly calculated. And we have to make sure that we are aware and we are ready, aware and ready. I don't know what that means completely, but we let that out. Today I was sick as a dog, and I'm still sick as a dog. But I thought it was necessary to do this show. Until next week, you guys, please, please, please stay safe and continue to do what? Make and create great, great memories. Have a great day, everyone.